Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's JD here, and off the top of the show, I just want to make a quick announcement that Podlist is coming back. That's right, Podlist 5, to be exact. And what is a Podlist exactly? Well, it's a podcast playlist. It's a Podlist. Podlist 5 will launch July 8th, 2024, and this is your official call for submissions. I am looking for your pavement or pavement-adjacent songs recorded on a WAV file sent to me via jd@meetingmalkmus.com or WeTransfer, preferably, because the files will be big. MP3s are okay, but WAV files rule the day. I need these files from you by June 15th of 2024 in order to make the cut, so get your files to me on or before June 15th. Get your band together. Pick up an acoustic guitar and just play your balls off for whatever song you choose. It's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun, and maybe we'll do something a little bit different this year with the pod list once it's done. When you send me the file, please send me your band name or your handle, as well as any pertinent information about the band that I need to know to introduce your song. That's what I've got for you. This is your official call for submissions. Again, WAV files on or before June 15th to make Podlist number 5 a reality.
Previously on the Pavement Top 50.
So there you go. At number 46, it's the third Wowie Zowie song to chart behind Best Friend's Arm at number 49, and Motion Suggests Itself at 48. Here we are at 46 with We Dance, the first track off the 2005 masterpiece Wowie Zowie. Keith, what do you think about We Dance?
So, yeah, I think it's a great song. I love how it leads off the album. It's got like I feel like it has this ethereal quality to it, like that kind of just, I don't know, it just kind of dreamy sort of for me. I don't know if that's how it comes off to anyone else at the beginning of the song.
Hey, this is Westy from the rock and roll band Pavement, and you're listening to The Countdown.
Hey, it's JD here, back for another episode of our Top 50 Countdown for the seminal indie rock band Pavement. Week over week, we're going to count down the 50 essential Pavement tracks that you selected with your very own top 20 ballots. I then tabulated the results using an advanced abacus and, well, frankly, a calculator. And all that's left for us to reveal is this week's track. How will your favorite song fare in the rating? Well, you'll need to tune in, or whatever the podcast equivalent of tuning in is, I suppose, downloading, to find out. This week, we're joined by Pavement superfan Matt F. Bosler. So there's that. How are you doing, Matt?
I'm wonderful.
This is good to hear.
I think so.
Yeah, man. It's a snowy, blustery day where I am, very cold. What's it like where you're at?
Same. So I'm in St. Louis, Missouri.
Oh,
it's
I love St. Louis.
A frozen hellscape currently. So I'm in a robe right now. I'm in our place is cold. We can't keep it warm. Ceilings are too tall.
Oh my God, that's terrible. That's a I'll get by, but huh? In the summer, I bet you it's awesome.
It's hot then. There's no good time. There's no good period.
Shit. Oh man. Well, maybe when the Cardinals play. I don't know. Are you a Cardinals guy?
I'm not a sports guy. No? Not a sports anyway. Guy at all. I'll fake it sometimes.
Right.
To get by, you know.
Right.
I've learned how to say, like, how about them cards?
That's great. You got it nailed. You got this whole thing figured out. Well, motherfucker, we're here to talk about your pavement experience. And I've been calling it your pavement origin story. So why don't you share with us what that looks like?
Well, I see a post out there on the internet. It says like, oh, we're talking about the top 50 pavement songs. Would any of you like to talk about it? Maybe discuss your origin stories. And I say to myself, I say, Matt, perhaps you would be a unique perspective on something like this. As I am, what I think, especially in the world of pavement fans, I'm a fairly new pavement fan. I'm a newcomer to the band. Now I'm a coming of age in the 90s. You know, I'm listening to Nirvana, Pixies, Replacements. I'm a cool guy. We were from a small town in Missouri, though, so it was difficult to figure out what was cool and what wasn't cool. Coolest things we were reading, you know, were like Guitar Player magazine, and then you'd find out about a band from someone else. Like you'd bump into a cool person, and they'd go like, "I've never heard of, I don't know, some band, you know, ever heard of the Stooges?" And you'd go, "No." Well. Somehow, I had gotten it in my brain that I'm sure you're aware of nu metal and right. Saliva, perhaps, or Korn, certainly.
Sure, backwards K, yeah.
Somehow in my brain, I thought Pavement was a nu metal band.
Get out!
Now, I don't know how this happened. Maybe the name, maybe the way the name was written at some point, the logo.
Sure.
So I totally wrote them off, you know? Now, of course, getting into music is not a linear thing. So if I would hear Pavement songs. I was familiar with some, you know, cut your hair. When I dove in, I was like, oh, I have heard this, but I never connected. Dear friend Ryan tried to get me into Pavement, showed me, I think maybe like their one of their late night, but I don't know. It never came together. Always thought, oh, Pavement, they're nu metal. And a lot of my friends listen to Pavement, but I think, what's the band White Pony? Is that the album?
No.
Oh, shoot. What are they called?
Drawn a blank.
Deftones.
Oh, Deftones. Okay. Yeah.
Deftones somehow, whatever. I'm not saying like you're a dunce if you like the Deftones, but the Deftones were kind of nu metal, but like slipped into the like indie rock. People liked them as well. So it wasn't like insane that somebody would maybe have a nu metal band on their list of bands they liked if they listened to things that I liked, right? So. Years go by, I just don't get into it, you know, and I'm a bad music listener too. Takes me a long time. I got to listen to things over and over again to like get into it. So I try really hard. I try to be listening to new stuff all the time, but it feels like an undertaking for me to do that. So I don't do it as much as I should. Anyway, driving in the car, maybe 6 years ago, with my beautiful lover, Courtney, she puts on a song, Range Life.
Oh,
I say,
boy.
And this is rare that this happens to me. like I said, usually I got to hear something over and over. Range Life, we're maybe halfway through, and I go, now see this. Now this is good. Now this is what music should be. Who's this? She goes, this is Pavement. I say, no. No, I know Pavement. This isn't Pavement. Pavement would be doing like the thing that old Jonathan Davis does at the end of that. Boom, dot, da, boom. He'd be scatting or something. She shows me the phone. I'm swerving all over as I just stare at this phone, scrolling, going, wait, this can't be right. Well, it was. It was right. Then I start. So even still, though, it's like I said, a bad music listener. And now I'm coming into Pavement with a billion albums and. And they're a weird band, right? Where so I started listening to like the top on Spotify. So you know, you've got like Harness Your Hope.
Start, yeah.
Start there. I'm like, oh, this is great. I love all of these, and you know, those are probably the most like easily accessible Pavement songs. Which it was fun to find out they have a lot of songs that are maybe not so easily accessible. Then I go, well, I got to dive into an album. I choose at random, sort of, Wowie Zowie.
Jesus Christ.
Which is now that's kind of my favorite one, and which I guess that's kind of, you know, your first one. But because I'm like, oh, these guys are weirdos, too. And even, you know, I think they're an interesting band to get into late. Because by the time I went, well, I'll get into the subreddits. I'll really dive in. People are talking about EPs so much, but I, you know, I'm coming more from a world where EPs don't come into the conversation as much. Like with Pavement, those seem like very main albums. I can't really think of another band where EPs would be discussed on such a same level as the full albums. And yeah, I would say, I mean, I'm still at a point where like, I can't name, there's songs on each album that if you named them, I wouldn't know them offhand, you know, like,
gotcha. You'd know them to hear them, but not right. Retrieve the song by name.
Which is great. I mean, yeah. And I'm still, you know, like I said, it does take me a long time to get into stuff. And, like I was saying, I think even especially kind of the back ends of Pavement albums get pretty wild. So yeah, I mean, I'm still kind of digging through and figuring it all out.
Oh, that's really cool. First of all, you're a great storyteller, so thank you for that. That was a good story. Is it fair to say then you've never seen them live?
We did go see them in Kansas City.
Oh, cool.
Oh, I mean, I'm one of the terrible things to me is like listening to them now, they would have been, because I probably would have been getting in, like, you know, with Crooked Rain probably would have been the first one I would have bought if I did it at the right time,
right?
And I would have absolutely, I mean, this would have been my favorite band. And then, I mean, they are now. I consider them in the so it was pre-pandemic. They were going to play a show in Barcelona.
Right.
And we were talking about it. Cause it just felt like I felt like I missed out. This is a band I could have seen several times, and you're going like, well, they've already done a reunion tour. There's a good chance we'll never get to do this. So maybe we go, maybe we check it out. And then of course that all, went away, and smoke. Then they had a we went and saw them in Kansas City a couple of years ago, I think, a cool. year ago, 2 years ago, and it was wonderful. It was great.
Yeah, you lucked out, because that 2010 reunion tour, although it was very special to me, I saw them in Central Park in New York City, and that was really special. They didn't look like they were having the best time.
That's what I understand.
This tour,
yeah.
This tour, they seemed like SM in particular, just seemed like he was having fun.
Right. And yeah, that's interesting too. Cause yeah, now my perception of them is like, wow, what a great live band.
Yeah.
But even in their heydays, the wrong term, but I guess pre-breakup, right?
Sure.
Even then, people were kind of like, oh, they're sloppy. That's like their whole thing.
Yeah.
And I, you know, that's not something I ever experienced. Yeah, the Kansas City show was just a great band.
Oh, yeah. So much fun. So do you have any favorite tracks or favorite record at this point? Is it still Wowie Zowie?
Yeah, I think so. It was interesting. Well, so that was, you know, I probably listened to that for a year or two before I started going like, okay, I'm a join the subreddit guy. And it was really interesting for me to learn that that was like not well received initially. And even the later stuff too. I think Terror Twilight is great. I think Bright in the Corners is great. And, you know, I mean, I know that I'm getting all this stuff at once. There's no like, oh, I love Payment. I love the sound of Slanted and Enchanted. Can't wait to see what's next. And then you get this like kind of polished record, and maybe that would be a disappointment, but you know, to me it's all at once. So I don't know. I really love it all. It would be really hard for me to rank. Well, and also, I mean, I did listen to like started listening to the top Spotify plays, and then I would listen to some like other people's like my favorite tracks or whatever,
deeper cuts or whatever.
And so part, I don't necessarily even know like what's from Terror Twilight, Bright in the Corners without like thinking about it. So you know, Slanted and Enchanted is a little easier to discern that sound from the later stuff, but even Crooked Rain is a fairly like slick record, you know. So yeah, a lot of those tracks I don't really, like I said, unless I go, oh, what is that on? It's all just like Pavement songs. Wowie Zowie, I know the best, like, you know, that I could do, but yeah, they're all just kind of like, it's just a bunch of good songs, and I
so agree with you.
And yeah,
I
like
discovered them in a similar way. I discovered them late. Cool. Like, I discovered them after Terror Twilight. So, you know, I got the same gift that you got, which is like five records like at once, you know?
Yeah, and to hear people say like Carrot Rope, I've seen people say like, oh, but that one's a toss off. That one's a joke, stupid song. And I'm just like, I guess, but I like it. And like, I think, yeah, fun songs like that, there's room for that. Again, if you were so stoked for the next 10 Pavement songs and one of them you felt was a silly goof track, maybe I could see being a little more disappointed, but I don't know. I think it sounds like Animal Crossing music, which was another big part of the pandemic for us.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it.
You just tied it all in a bow. Tied it all in a bow. You are a master storyteller. Well, what do you say we go to the track that we're going to talk about this week, and we can do that right after this little break. What do you think?
Can't wait. I'll wait, because you just said there's going to be a break. So I can wait, and I'm excited to do it.
Excellent. Well, we'll talk to you right after this.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, this is Bob Nastanovich from Pavement. Thanks for listening. And now on with a countdown.
45.
Tangled in the midst of all the trust away, you pissed inside the brain fire technology drives. Show me your dots now. Who was it that said the world was mania? Divorces and spare change. Let's lethalize our slingshots and swallow propane. You are the light, the calm and the day. You are the light, the calm and the day. Senior year abroad, I ripped the pee out of the pod. In store for 3 months of exile in Spain. Where's the danger? Watch out for the gypsy children in electric dresses, they're insane. I hear they live in crematoriums and smoke your remains. You are the light, the coming day.
So this is song number 45 on the countdown, and it is our first track from Terra Twilight on the list so far. It is You Are a Light. What do you think of this track, Matt?
Personally, and hey, you know, not trying to be controversial, I like it. I think it's great.
Oh, that's not controversial.
I guess you're right. I guess everybody wrote in. I didn't. I saw you talking about people write in for your top 50, and I went, I'm not qualified. I shouldn't.
Oh,
I should let the real guys do this. So far, I agree. I've been keeping up with the pod, and there's only been a couple, but there's not yet been a track that I've gone, you people are insane. And You Are a Light. I'm right there with them. Sure, this could be a top 50 for me.
Yeah, I think it's a lovely song. I think his vocal tone is like maybe one of the best that we've heard of performances delivered vocally. Like it's so clean and so smooth. I love all the atmospherics in this song. Nigel has created like a soundscape, you know, for the rather sparse band arrangement, which we're used to with this band, you know, sort of filling in the gaps really nicely. I love how the song opens with that almost, it almost sounds like you're turning something on.
Yeah.
Like a flick of a switch or something, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure. Old electronics reminds me of or something.
Yeah.
In a movie. I don't know if old electronics really make that sound, but I feel like they do.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, I think, you know, that's a thing about like his vocals. Like sometimes I'll listen to vocal takes of the Pavement, you know, and be like, I wish I was bold enough to be okay with that. And this isn't one of those, right? Like this, he sings very like,
it's lovely.
On
yeah.
key and everything,
yeah.
and which
yeah.
is cool too, to have those differences. And then to like know that like on other songs, and of course I'm not thinking of any right now, but he does it a lot, right? Where it's not necessarily on the correct pitch or with great tone. And so songs like this, right, are just kind of like, well, yeah, he could have done it perfect, but it feels better, more fun to do it, more fun, I guess, or whatever. And right,
I just hear Randy Jackson being like, "You're a little pitchy, dog.
Yeah,
you're a little
right. pitchy." And that's it. That, you know, I mean, like I said, like if I'm ever recording a song, like there's no way I would. I'm very self-conscious about things like that, and. It's nice to have someone to look at and go, it's okay. You can have fun with it, or you can do it more like You're a Light and nail it and make a very pretty song. But then I do like how this song's almost like cut in half, right? Like there's the first chunk and then there's the second part half. There's you know, dynamically there's tons of shifts. And that's another songwriting thing that I like appreciate in this song. They don't go back to the first part. And I think, you know, in songwriting, I don't know. I feel like that's a tough thing to do, to go like, nope, it's just this, and then we're done. We don't need to overdo it. There's no reason to come back to even like a chorus. Which I don't know. I mean, this song would be difficult to kind of say what is
a chorus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I suppose you are the, you know, like you are the light, the calm in the day. You're the light, the calm in the day. Like, I suppose that's chorus, but you're right. There's no Pavement blueprint. We've heard six songs so far on the countdown and they're all remarkably mm-hmm. different. They're all remarkably different. From a structure standpoint as well as just like a finished product, you know, I love that too. I'm glad you pointed that out because, you know, it's like verse, chorus, and then weirdness and then sort of a bridge and then sort of out, you know,
yeah.
But none of it is songwriting 101.
No. And right. Like it is interesting, I think, because you could take a lot of these songs in this top 50 and pretend, well, what if there was a band that was this, like this was their entire thing, and you know, you'd be yeah, like, oh, that's, they're cool, but right, Pavement does do a lot of different things, and that to me, right, that's more interesting. I think I get the impression from some of the diehards, which again, I'm not saying anyone's doing it wrong or anything, but I think sometimes people will get sort of like stuck on their idea of Pavement, or that maybe the version of Pavement they like, and it can be annoying to them when they diverge from that too far in their minds. But I think I look at it like, well, I only have to listen to one band. I don't have to get into five or six other bands. It's making it easy for me.
That's great. what do you think this song is about? Do you think it's about anything, or is it just word salad, or what's the deal?
Man, I'm not a lyric guy.
No, okay.
I guess I'm more of like a connotative lyric person, right? Like,
okay, expand on that.
These words feel a certain way together. It's not like a story. It's not like a linear tale, right?
Right.
But I'll do that even with songs that maybe are, like, someone will go, oh, that song, that's about him riding on a train. And I'll almost be disappointed when someone tells me that, right? I'm like, oh, I guess it is. Yeah, okay, I see. I like lyrics that just, to me, my interpretation of it was like, well, that makes me feel this way. And all of these words kind of like come together to elicit an emotion. And that's sort of the vibe I get from Pavement lyrics.
I think you're bang on.
People talk about it like, oh, well, it's just nonsense. And I think maybe in like a, oh, it's about this, it's this, it's, I'm talking about these things. Maybe that's true, but I do think that they always seem to me to be pretty carefully selected to elicit an emotion, a specific like vibe and feeling. And yeah, I mean, I like I said, I'm not really a lyric. I don't really like pore over lyrics. And I did for this because I thought that would be a good thing to do. And then that's when I learned, well, I am bad at it. I have no idea what this is about. But I like them all. I do like cool. I like cool words. And these are like, I read these and I go, well, this is cool. I like how this makes me feel. And they all are neat words together.
Yeah, and some of them connect. Like, I think you are a light, the calm and the day. I think that fits together. Like, that may be about somebody, but maybe not. Like, I love lyrically. It almost reminds me of David Berman. I drive a stick, gotta love it, automatic. Like, that's the vocal delivery of that is really cool. So I think you're right. There's almost as much like a Michael Stipe sort of,
yeah,
thing going on where it's like, this word sounds good with the melody. I'm going to use that in lieu of writing something heartfelt and linear or something along those lines. I don't want to say this song isn't heartfelt or other Pavement songs
no,
aren't heartfelt, but you know what I mean.
I know what you mean. And I think sometimes when you write a song, you might, you know, you're saying, well, for, yes, this song is about the way I felt when this thing happened. But I'm not, it's not about that thing. You know what right. I mean? It's more yeah. about the emotion and sometimes, like I said, I don't really enjoy story songs that much, or I feel like you're sort of like stripping away a layer for people to enjoy it. Cause you know, you're going like, well, I don't have a red truck, so I can't. You're making me do more work, right? Because now I have to go, okay, that's the way you felt about your red truck. What could I feel that way about? Instead of just talking about the emotion and then, you know, whatever. I'm getting above my pay grade on talking, but, right. Yeah. I'm sure like, maybe old Malcolmist could say, oh, yeah, this is about, like, Lethalizer Slingshots is about the time that we did this and this and this. But, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, yeah. Swallow Propane, I just know, hey, as much of a fan as I am, not going to do that, Steve. Not going to do that.
No, I don't think I will. I don't think I will.
Where do you think this fits? Do you think it's a good spot at 45, or do you think it should be like, is it properly rated? Do you think, or would you have it higher up, or would you put it lower down?
I think for me, I think I'm gonna have more issues myself with the top, because I think
sure
with people who are perhaps better fans than I.
No, there's no such
like
thing.
it would be hard for me to not say, oh, Cut Your Hair should be top five. That's a, what a great song. And I think, I feel like it's going to get deeper cut, less pop song toward the top. And this, I don't know, this kind of, to me, is, this would probably maybe go higher for me, but I think, man, they got a lot of songs.
And they got a lot, you have a lot songs. Of songs. 120 were selected for this process. 120 songs.
I guess really, right, this is sort of a fool's errand from the start. It's just kind of a fun way to talk about a bunch of songs. I think
you got me. You got me.
Yeah, I think you've talked about it. It's like, well, yeah, this is 45 today, but next week it wouldn't make my top 100 or something, you know?
That's Pavement fans are a little fickle, yeah.
But if this was like the Guitar Player magazine, I'll talk shit on them again, top 100 guitar players, you know, this wouldn't be the one that gets me in the comment section going, you're out of your mind. What? That's no way.
Gotcha.
So I would read it and I'd go, okay, yeah. Did you see the guy did the top 500 Guided by Voices songs?
Holy shit. No, I didn't.
It might have been.
What a challenge.
Some publication, some music magazine. And
we'll have to check that out.
I consider myself a fan of, a pretty fair weather fan of Guided by Voices, but I do like them. Now, that was a band I tried to get into late, and I went, I can't. There's no
too
way.
Much work.
I can't do it.
There's too much work.
And I'm reading this top 500, and like, it was crazy to me that his like top 30, I maybe knew two or three songs out of it.
Wow, I have to check this. I at least have to check the top 50 out.
See how many get you in those comments going, that's crazy.
Well, I'm probably like you in that, you know, I've got B-1000 and I've got, I can't even think of the other records that I have. But I don't know that I would, I don't know that I could name. I'm a bad fan here because I don't know if I could name 50. I don't know if I could name 50.
They have trick names to recall at times as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So this, right, I think this is certainly a easier undertaking. Makes more sense to me to do the top 50 Pavement than top 500. I mean, at least here you can go like the difference between, you know, 30 and 25 makes sense. On a top 500, what is 450 to 442? Like, what is
that's
that
right?
How do you even quantify? But again,
well, most people had difficulty doing 20. Most people had difficulty doing 20 ranked, which is what I asked for. I asked for 20 ranked songs, and then I would get emails from people and I'd be like, dude, just do your top five and then add another 15 songs, you know, like, because right. Like you said, it's tough once you get to a certain point, you know, like what is 17, you know what I mean? Out of 20.
Sure. And I think this is a band where you go like, if I'm in a bummer mood, they've got them, they've got songs for that. And if I'm, yeah. If I'm wanting to have a good fun party time, that's a different set of songs. Major Leagues was my most played on Spotify last year.
Oh, cool. So. All right, because you get that report at the end of the year, right?
So yeah, we'll see. Hopefully that makes it somewhere. I guess that would have made it easier for me. Because yeah, how would I pick a number one? And I guess if I listen to that the most,
that would be your number one for 2023.
I guess so. I guess.
Yeah. Well, Matt F. Basler, it's been great talking to you about Pavement. And agreed. I really appreciate your time. This podcast season two here of Meeting Malcolmus is entirely shouldered by the guests. So you did a formidable job, and
I appreciate that a lot.
Is there anywhere that people can find you that you want to be found, or is there anything project wise that you're working on that you want to talk about, or anything like that?
Yeah. Matt F. Basler everywhere. We're a band, I suppose. Matt F. Basler is a band and a me, and we're doing songs, and I think I could see, I'm not going to say if you like Pavement, you'll like my stuff, but I think if someone was listing bands they liked, it would sound crazy if someone said, I like Pavement, Matt F. Bosler. Someone wouldn't, it wouldn't be whiplash for someone to mention those two things sonically together. We just did a couple years ago, though, we did a synth album of covers of modern country songs.
Oh my god.
About beating people up. So that's maybe a little bit out there.
Can you find it on Bandcamp or?
Yeah. It's everywhere. Spotify, Apple Music, all that. And then as an apology to country music for making a mockery, we made an album of country originals.
Whoa.
So we're doing a lot of stuff. We're doing some crazy stuff out there.
That's cool. Well, I hope I hear you on the pod list this year. Do you know what the pod list is?
No.
So every year I do something called a pod list for my birthday, and I solicit tracks from talented Pavement fans, and they do covers, and then I put all the covers together in a podcast playlist or a pod list, and I get it sequenced by somebody who knows sequencing, and it's usually pretty fucking fun.
That's wonderful. I have a podcast. So I guess that'll be
July.
Matt F. Bosler's podcast. I'm not good at naming things, so yeah, it is just Matt F. Bosler's podcast.
Or you're really good at naming things.
Well, Sandy and Kevin are.
Okay.
They named me, so.
Mom and Dad.
Yeah.
All right, brother. Well, it's great talking to you. Like I said, that's what I've got for you this week. So stay cool and wash your goddamn hands.
Thanks for listening to Meeting Malcolmus, a Pavement podcast, where we count down the top 50 Pavement tracks as selected by you. If you've got questions or concerns, please shoot me an email, jd@meetingmalcolmus.com. Duvra. Podcasts and such.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.